Hey, everybody.
Radio.
Please, we finally are on the radio. We thank God for everybody that's here tonight with us, and we just want to give God to the Lord and have a word with someone. Only praise the Lord. Teacher, are you?
Yes, sir. I believe we still on the line. We've just been waiting on you, sir. I understand. I hope everything is going well with you. Welcome to those who are still waiting. We do apologize for the wait, but our host was coming from the, an appointment, but I'm glad that we're all here together. That teaches us a lesson on how to wait on the Lord. And I just, that's part of the word that he gave me on tonight. This is Valerie. I'm speaking to you. Let's just take a moment. And Father, we just invite the presence of your Spirit to come. Take over this line, God. Take over our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our souls, Lord. Come and have your way. Lord, we just embrace you on tonight, God, and we lift up the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for your mercies and your grace, Lord God, that you afford us each and every day, God. We come, Lord God, with hungry hearts, Lord. We come before a holy and righteous God to give you thanks, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise in the name of Jesus. You said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I thank you, Father, that you teach us how to wait on you, God. And even on tonight, Lord God, does it seem like it's a delay, Lord? You're teaching us how to just wait. Because those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Fill us, Lord, with your presence, Lord. Our hearts desire you and you alone. I thank you, Father, for everyone under the sound of my voice. For everyone, Lord God, who is listening in, just drawing close, Lord God. As Jesus prayed that you and he are one, so let us be also. We and you and us, Lord, we draw nigh unto you. Oh, we seek your face. We hunger for you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come. I thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen and amen. As I was meditating on the word tonight, actually, my day went by and I had this whole list of things that I needed to do. My day off, I actually took a day off to get some things done. Isn't that something? You take a day off to continue to work. And I got so weary and so tired. And it was as if the Spirit of the Lord just laid me down and put me to sleep. And I heard these words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, many of us are familiar with that passage of scripture from the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. And I just saturated myself in that word. That word came over me and began to refresh me, revive me, and bring me into his presence in worship. because it was an invitation from our Lord and Savior. And he's inviting us on tonight to come unto him. Many of us are working on the battlefield. We work in jobs. We work at home. Because his spirit dwells on the inside of us, we're always seeking to serve others or to get things done. We know that the word said that we must work while it's day because the night is sure to come. But there is a rest for God's children. There's a reason why he created the Sabbath day, so that we can learn to take a rest in him. Jesus went about the countryside from city to city, from synagogue to synagogue, preaching and teaching and healing the sick and bringing deliverance to the captive, being about his Father's business. But he always found time to draw away from the crowd, to draw away from the noise, and go spend time with his Father. Come away with me, my beloved. Life can become such a struggle when we have so many things to do and we're on such a timely schedule. We wake up in the morning getting ready, preparing ourselves for the day. Even when we spend time with God, sometimes we get in such a hurry that we rush our time with him, not remembering or reflecting on the fact that we're more spirit than we are flesh. But there's something about being still, something about thinking upon his name, something about ushering in the presence of God in your life, in your home, in your situation. Because when the Spirit of the Lord comes in, everything becomes second. Your pain seems to disappear. Your troubles seem to fly away. Because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Everything has to cease in the presence of our King. Everything. And he refreshes and he revives us. And he ministers to us. And he gives us his instructions for the day. Lord, where you lead me, I shall follow. And we have to always remember that we're just dead men walking. That we crucify the flesh and we quiet down the world around us, and we get into his presence. And as we minister to him, he ministers to us, and he pours in fresh oil. He pours in healing. He pours in deliverance. He pours in himself and fills us again with the Spirit, with his Spirit. And we become useful in the Master's hand when we allow him to work through us and not us just working and doing it our way. Jesus defied the law. It seems like he broke the traditions of men. He would heal on the Sabbath, and he would tell the people that he was greater than the tabernacle. He was greater than the temple. He is Lord of the Sabbath. And he looks toward our need. And he defies the laws of men. Man shall not live but by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. When we first get saved, we find ourselves so hungry for him, so hungry for the word, so hungry to know the things of the kingdom. But the kingdom of God is joy and peace and righteousness in his spirit. Once we're born again, old things are passed away, and now behold, all things are new. We're still in this body of flesh, but he wants us to walk by the Spirit. And in order to do that, we must spend time with him. Be still and know that he is God. Sometimes his delays, it seems like maybe we're late for something, but maybe that's God trying to settle us down and put us in a place to be still. I remember I was at this retreat one time, and I was so hungry. I drew away from the crowd. I was there among my sisters in Christ, but it was something drawing me from the insides of my most being. And I walked away from the crowd, and I was outside by this pond that I would always go sit by, and it began to rain. And I remember telling God, I won't move. I will not go back until I hear from you. And in my spirit, it said, get up and go to the other side. So I went a little bit further in my journey away from the thing that was normal to me, away from this quiet place that I was so used to. And he sent me to another place, and I sat and I waited in silence. I even fell asleep out there waiting. And I know people thought I was crazy because everybody was having fun and everybody was communicating with one another and fellowshipping with one another. And they looked at me and said, oh, there goes John the Baptist. She gone out in the wilderness. But the heavens opened up. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, people don't know how to wait on me, how to wait for me. Many times we try to move because of an instruction that he's given us, but we move ahead of him. And sometimes he wants us to move and we're not moving. It's so very important that we're close enough to God that we will hear and recognize his voice. And if we're waiting on him, we have to learn to be still and wait. We want to come in sometimes and, God, here I am, and want him to be there for us. We shouldn't get it twisted. We need him. And we can't do anything without him. He said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And sometimes we may not even understand the instruction and the why. But he'll bring you back to a place where you remember what he did for you in the past. But you have to know that when he created a miracle for you back then, he's still the God that can make a miracle for you right now. All those who desire to live righteous and holy will suffer persecution, and it comes with part of the territory that we walk through this land in persecution, and we walk through this land where we see many things that hurt us and hurt the people that we love and hurt the people that we are ministering to. But we cannot do it without him. We are his temple, and we have to allow him to work through us and for us, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's freedom. God doesn't allow us to go through things to destroy us. He's building character, and he's building strength in us, and he's teaching us how to wait on him. Waiting in prayer, waiting in praise, waiting in worship, and sometimes waiting in silence, just thinking and meditating and getting the pushing the world out of the way and getting into the place where there's only you and him. And even when he seems to be silent, we have to know that our God is with us. Sometimes we have to go back and pick up that place when there was no food in the cupboard and he told you to give what you had away, which made no sense. You didn't have enough to make a meal, but he tell you what you have to give it away. It doesn't make sense when you don't have any money and he tells you to give it to someone in need. And I remember those days when I didn't have enough food in my cupboard and I didn't have enough money in my bank account to pay my bills. But because I followed the instruction and trusted him, not knowing how, but it created a miracle in my life and in my situation. And he provided. When we put something in God's hand and he gives us an instruction, even when it makes no sense, when he says obedience is better than a sacrifice, that's because when we obey his voice, the miracle is in his hand, waiting to be released to those who would hear and who will obey. When you find yourself in the presence of God, in the stillness and the solitude of your spirit, he refreshes you, he revives you. And whatever the trouble is, you're not even thinking about it because you're caught up in him and he's filling you with him, giving you courage, giving you strength, giving you instruction, allowing you to go through with joy and peace and righteousness, because the kingdom of God is resting upon your life. Last week, he told me to tell you to not to let the devil discredit you by trying to bring up your past mistakes. Because when you've confessed your sins before him, he's forgiven and he's forgotten. When you come into the kingdom, old things are passed away, and behold, now all things are made new. And the enemy comes to trip us up and to bring you back to a place where God has delivered you from. And when you're born again, you are a new creation, and old things are passed away. We know that in theory, but do we walk that out? Because there's another step in our journey with God. He said that he would perfect those things in us which concerns him. And sometimes I remember when I gave my life to Christ, and I knew that I was in a relationship with him, and I felt him wash me from the inside out, and I felt that newness of life. I felt his spirit. I heard his voice. And I thought everything was different. But my mind needed to be renewed. And he said that you must work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Some things we have to work it out in trusting and believing and confessing and coming before him as a child. I didn't understand that in the beginning because I was so in wonder of this marvelous new birth that happened on the inside of me, and I thought everything had changed. It was the beginning of a new life. And the things that were wrong in my life, I had to learn to come to him and to go for help when I needed deliverance, to go to help when I needed someone to minister to me and love on me and love the things that were in me out of me with the love of God. And he reminds me of that, that that's how we help someone else, because he has extended his love toward us. And he has given us his spirit that we have to love people back to life. And we have to help someone else on their journey. See, we're not just here for ourselves. The commission says to go and make disciples of men, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that once he has given us life, we become the instrument in which he uses, ambassadors for Christ to go and do the same. But we deny ourselves and we take up our cross to follow after our Lord and Savior, our King. The government of the people is upon his shoulders. We're tied to governments and politicians and kings and rulers that are in high places and rulers in the earth. But he is our king. He is our shepherd. He is our governor. He is our law. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the light. And we don't always give him first place because we're earthly beings trying to survive in this land. But when we commit ourselves to him and we put God first and we follow and we hunger after righteousness, he said that we will be filled with his goodness. So let's draw away. Let's come unto the one. Take his yoke upon our lives. Let us learn from him, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Let us learn to enter into his rest where we can truly commune with him and be one with him and be refreshed and restored in him. May the peace of God rest upon your life. Cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. And let us learn to be still. Not just sitting in a spot, but to be still within, into that quiet place in him, so that he can instruct us and heal us and deliver us and set us free. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We may go to work every day, but our job is not our provision. God opens the doors that he wants us to walk through, and he positions us in the place where he wants us to be, where he needs us to be for his glory. And sometimes he'll send us to places that we're not comfortable with. He will send us into dark places to find someone who's lost. Jesus didn't come for the righteous. He came seeking to save that which is lost. But you have to know that whatever state you're in, that he's your provider. And when your body is aching and racking in pain, or when your mind is being tormented, and when you're tired and you're weary, you have to know that he's your healer. He was wounded for your transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. He's our peace. He's our shalom. The God of our peace. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's our victory. He's our shepherd. He's always with us. So from heaven into this earthen vessel, have your way, Lord. Teach us how to wait in those places where we're restless. And when we begin to try to work it out in our own selves, teach us how to be patient and how to trust and how to depend upon you. Teach us how to die to self so that we can live for you. Gracious Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you, Lord God, for renewing me, for refreshing me. I thank you, Father, for visiting me in the quiet place, in the secret place. I thank you for embracing us with your presence and with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. I pray, Lord God, that you will pour in fresh oil to revive us. I thank you, Lord God, that you're our first thought in the morning and our last thought at night before we lay down to rest. Here we are, Lord, hungering and thirsting for you. If we walked away, Lord, and we have not been present when you need us to be present, Father, I ask that you forgive us and to cleanse us and to wash us and to restore us. And may the fire of your Spirit ignite us to be about the Father's business, to be one in you, transformed by your grace and by your love. I pray, Lord God, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings upon your people, that we don't have room enough to contain you, O God. Great and mighty is our God. And I thank you, Father, for all that you've done and for bringing us together, Lord, in the stillness, as we wait upon you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. I give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. We open up the lines right now for any comments or any prayer requests or any needs or just whatever is on your heart, we give you this time to share.
First of all, I want to say praise the living God. And one of the things I got a blessing out of this, our God wanted to be patient. True patience delivers us from all things. And tonight, I just thank God for the ability to be where we are right now and to see what God is doing through us. And I remember one of my prayers that I always say, hear my prayers, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. I want God to give ear to my words, and God is doing it for us. And I want to just say thank you, teachers, thank you for your ability to stand firm. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? Well, I pray that something that has been said tonight would encourage you, that you would feel the warmth of God's love, that it was, you know, God wants us to enjoy
mm-hmm.
life,
mm-hmm.
even with the struggles that we may have.
Yes, indeed.
He gave us an inheritance. And we have to, you know, we soldiers. We have to fight sometimes.
I love it, sister. I love it.
And we have to fight the good fight of faith. But we need some fuel to fight with.
Yes, indeed.
And we can't do it by ourselves. Sometimes we run on empty, still trying to run.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to run to him to be refilled and refreshed and take off our armor sometimes and just let the Spirit of the Lord feed us so that we can live to fight another day. And so I just believe that that's, if he wasn't saying that to anybody else, he was saying it to me.
Amen. Likewise.
Because it's hard for me to be still. It really is. Because I wanna, I don't want to leave this world with my work undone, but I can't do work if I'm broken.
Amen. Amen.
So if no one else has anything else to say, I just want to bless you in the name of our Lord and Savior. And I pray that you have a tremendous week and that you find time to rest in the Lord and be refreshed and revived and strengthened and healed, and whatever the need, let's trust him for the answer. Amen.
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 God bless everybody. The peace of God be with y'all. Until we meet again, the peace of God. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. How you doing? Oh, right. Just, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm blessed. God used you today. He used you in a way, I tell you, that took me to another level. My God. The God we serve is awesome. Amen, amen. But I want to let you know, the God we serve is an awesome God.